This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm not one to... I try not to be a hypocrite. I know I am a hypocrite from time to time. I think everybody kind of is. But what I try to do is stay consistent. And the one thing I have made abundantly clear, I just don't believe... people like Antonio Brown should continue to get chances. The NFL operates in that regard. They let domestic abusers get it. They let DUI people, like multiple violators, get it. They're pretty flexible with who they will allow to come back. And teams, if you're good enough, will almost always give you another chance. That being said, given how the NFL views things... I don't think this is a bad suggestion at all by the quarterback of the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, who has publicly advocated he wouldn't mind at all if Antonio Brown became a Seahawk. My two cents don't matter, again, because the NFL doesn't operate that way. So removing that, man, if you're in the business of giving him another chance, I don't know why Seattle wouldn't be on the phone and talking to him about this. Because here's the thing. Could go poorly, could blow up. The good thing with him is it usually is a two-week period and you cut him and he's gone.
Right.
It's basically what happened in New England.
And we'll move on.
And they still made the playoffs. They were fine. They would have been better with him, obviously, but here you are. If you take a risk on him at a low price, man, he got one of two options. It's either going to be his absolute last chance, because you cannot do that with the Raiders. You cannot do that with the Patriots and then the Seahawks and tell me anybody else has given that goofball a chance. Or... he gets his S together, isn't a distraction off the field.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And he's an absolute monster. You got at a bargain price that puts you in a definite Super Bowl position.
I would love for you to be right on that. The unfortunate thing is, even if Seattle signs him and he flames out, I would be shocked if he didn't get another chance. It's just the way.
Really?
The,
you think three teams and then somebody else?
He couldn't make it work with the New England Patriots.
I know.
If there's any organization that you should be able to make it work with, that they have done that with so many guys over the years, it is the New England Patriots. He was cut out for like a week and a half, and yet still NFL teams are entertaining the notion of signing him. I'm going to love first like the tribal nature of fans, because we love when it's a guy that's not on our team. We love making fun of him and saying how could another team sign him, and all the social media stuff that comes out. If Seattle signs him and he has a couple of good games, I'm going to love to see the 180 that so many fans do of cheering for him and buying Antonio Brown jerseys and forgetting all the stuff that happened. And that's not just a Seattle thing. That is true of every fan base in the NFL if they were to sign him and he has a good run. I think the point, though, is valid. I would love to see him not get another chance in the NFL. I'm tired of Antonio Brown. He doesn't deserve another chance in the NFL. But teams are always going to take a chance on risk. That's just the way it works. If you have talent, they're going to be willing to give you a flyer and see if it can work out. And if he doesn't, you know, if this flames on after 2 or 3 weeks, the Raiders had an okay season last year. It wasn't great, but let's not act like Antonio Brown derailed the entire thing. And New England ended up winning the division. They just didn't have enough weapons, and their quarterback was not quite the same as he used to be. That's why their season ultimately faltered towards the end. He did not derail either of those seasons. So you could argue against bringing a cancer like that in and it, you know, ruining the culture of your locker room. I don't see that happening. I ultimately think they'll end up taking a flyer on him. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I would love to see him not get another chance in the NFL.
Yeah, but...
That is very wishful thinking.
Right. You're putting... it's okay to have that thought, but... The reality is the NFL just doesn't, they don't,
if
they don't care.
If you're good, you're going to get a chance.
It's
That's
like
the it
it's the Ray Rice story. If right. Ray Rice was right. in his prime, he right. would have been back with the Ravens. Yep. Instead, he was clearly at the tail end, and teams are like, well, we don't need to take chairs on that guy.
Yeah. Look, Kareem Hunt got another job pretty quickly.
Yeah, and we kind of just move on from it, right? Tyreek Hill punched his baby's mom in the stomach while she was pregnant. He got drafted by the Chiefs, and now we're celebrating everything he does. So that's, you know, that's kind of part of the NFL. This would be the weapons in Seattle if you signed him. Antonio Brown, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Greg Olsen, Jacob Hollister, Chris Carson when he comes back, Rashad Penny, Carlos Hyde, and Russell Wilson.
I mean, that's a
good luck defenses.
It's a hell of a lineup. They're already a Super Bowl front runner in my mind. If you add him to the mix and he makes it work.
I think anytime you're going to have Russell back there, Dirt, I largely am putting him in that conversation.
The Seahawks, that is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not telling you they're my pick. I'm not telling you they're perfect. But even with a shaky offensive line the last three, 4 years, hasn't really mattered. Like, they had the 1 year where they didn't make it. Everything else is they're at least in the dance, and you get the dance. Yeah. You got Russell Wilson. You got a chance. That's kind of what football's about. And defensively, they're not perfect either. Who is? And you got those kind of weapons, it might not matter.
Well, somebody texted in, this Seahawk fan doesn't want him. And I think that would be the conventional wisdom of the majority of Seahawk fans as of right now. If you just floated it, would you be okay with your team signing Antonio Brown? I think the vast majority of people would say, no, we don't want any part of him. It becomes a different question, though, if he plays and if he sticks around and it doesn't blow up and he's putting up big numbers, then it becomes a completely different thing. And I'm even probably guilty of it, too. Like, if he signs with a team that I want to root for and he's killing it, like, of course we're all going to change our tune. That's just the unfortunate part of sports fandom, is it allows you to overlook certain things. The Jailblazers are a great example of that as well. We loved them when they won, and once they started losing, then we started to bring up all their transgressions.
Yeah, how many fans can admit openly they had a player they hated and it did really well for their team, and they kind of would just be in that awkward, like,
dude, we're all guilty of that, man.
Damn.
Every single one of us is guilty of that in some way, shape, or form. I just... acting like he is going to learn a lesson, I'm not going to go down that road, though.
Don't blame me at all.
Like, that is, we did that with, he got out of Pittsburgh, that's all he wanted. Now he's in Oakland, fresh start, he got the contract he wanted, and he blew that entire situation up, and he acted like a child the entire time. He ended up getting exactly what he wanted out of that circumstance. He didn't want to play for Oakland or Vegas for whatever reason. And he ends up landing in the best situation in the National Football League and going to the New England Patriots. And everybody had the same exact opinion at the time when that happened, saying, here, this was what he wanted. It all worked out for Antonio Brown. Here come the Pats. He played one game and was then cut because he couldn't get his act together. And he was saying stuff about the owner. And it just, he blew up both of those situations. So why would in any way, shape, or form, I believe now he's learned his lesson and Russell Wilson or Pete Carroll is going to be able to get through him. But Belichick and Brady couldn't do it. I'm just not buying that guy has learned any lessons. And in some way, shape, or form, he's going to be a problem. But again, teams are willing to overlook that as long as you're producing on the field.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.